school start times will change in the 2018-19 academic year for nearly all Indianapolis public schools. The changes have yet to be approved. WFYI Morning Edition's Taylor Bennett spoke with education reporter Eric Weddle about the plans so far and the opportunity for public comment.
It feels like we've been hearing about IPS changing its school start times for a while. What's been going on?
So for some families, this could feel a little bit like whiplash. IPS changed their school times last year, and now they're going to do it again for the 2018-19 school year. The district's released a lot of possible start times in the past few months as they've tried to narrow down the options, so parents may have heard about proposals that no longer exist. And now the district is looking at just two options.
Why is this change happening again?
So today, buses run on three tiers to get more than 20,000 students to school on time. Middle and high schools start at 7:20 a.m., and elementary schools start at 8:15 or 9:20 a.m. But the exact system won't be possible next year when IPS moves to this all-choice model for high school students.
Now, the all-choice model means that students pick which high school they want to attend based on the academic programs offered, not which school is closest to their neighborhood?
Right. So when students are being bused all across the city to attend the high school that they want, the district says there needs to be at least some consolidation in the bus times to make it work for all the schools.
There's been concern about high school students not getting enough sleep because the start time is so early. Is that still a factor in making the change?
The 7:20 start time, it goes against medical studies that recommend middle and high schoolers shouldn't be starting class earlier than 8:30 a.m. And the American Academy of Pediatrics supports schools starting later in the morning, and they say that's because teens will get more sleep and they'll have better physical and mental health. And that's been a concern for IPS. They've talked about this the past few years, but when they did these surveys, earlier surveys and meetings, they found that IPS parents and students said that a later start time for high schools would really get in the way of jobs and other after-school responsibilities. So that's no longer a factor in these new proposals.
So what's being proposed?
So one option is a universal start time for elementary schools, 9:25 a.m., and one universal start time for middle and high school students and innovation schools at 7:20 a.m. The other option keeps a three-tier bus model, so middle and high schoolers would still start at 7:20 a.m., but elementary and innovation schools would be divided, somehow yet to be decided, between 7:45 a.m. and 9:45 a.m. start times.
How can parents make sure that their voices are heard?
So there's a survey that's out right now that the district wants parents to fill out. It's on the IPS website and linked at WFYI.org. And so families can go on there and they can choose between these two options. It's pretty simple, and the survey has to be completed by 6 p.m. on Friday.
When do these new times get finalized?
The IPS Board of Commissioners is the one who makes the final decision. We can expect the district administration to make their recommendation on one of these two options at the public work session on April 24th. The board will then vote at their April 26th meeting, and the public can comment at both of those meetings.
Okay. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks a lot.